maybe even want to go back to sleep or just be in the moment, knowing that this is actually okay. I live in a society that tells me I need to be doing things, have checklists. Yet what is it that spirit actually wishes to share with me this morning? How about that moment of peace? So please join me in the reminder that yes, there is only one. That one presence and energy and loving compassion, that wisdom that created the entire universe and yet still needs me to know itself more fully, more uniquely. And that while I am enough and more, thanks to this connection with spirit, for we are always connected. And yet there is always so much more, because as the kids have found when they go looking for God, they find that there is no place where God is not. This sense of connection and this sense of peace allows me a greater depth, a greater openness, the opportunity to truly just be in this moment. We're reminded that Thich Nhat Hanh reminded us that there is no other moment than this moment right here and right now. I am fulfilled and overflowing with that expectancy of good, with that delight in the birds singing, the first rays of sun coming through the trees. A number of thoughts this morning came about dogs. Many of us have had them or have them, but they are always so available to the moment. Murphy was talked about in Science of Mind this month in vulnerability about being a dog that was so flexible that it could laugh and make a baby laugh by licking its face till it didn't stop, to be able to roll over when a more powerful dog came by and thought it was going to be the top dog. But in fact, the one that had the capacity to love in each and every moment truly held the world in its hands and enjoyed life the most fully. This morning, I give myself the gift of reconnecting with that sweet spot within that tells me I really do live in a perfection-free zone. It's a gift that my friends and I give each other, and most importantly, that I give myself, knowing that in this moment, in every unfolding moment, I am inspired by and actually have resident within me the true light of my life and of the world, knowing that love is at the very heart of who I am. My heart is rich and full and powerful, and I'm reminded of that, knowing that I don't have anything to do in terms of my personality, in terms of my life. There are tasks that I choose, ways of moving my feet once I know that there's something I do want to bring into my life, that I do want to expand, that I do want to have as a more fulfilled experience within my life. Yet I can be comfortable in this very moment because I can see the wonder as I open. So I have breathing in more fully. One nurse reminded me, breathe in the flowers and blow out the candles of celebration, knowing that this moment is all there is. It is the power. It is the peace and the joy. It allows me to truly stop for a moment, to notice. No need to be a mugwump. I do actually, within that peace, know my perfect steps, my perfect place. And I come from that sense of knowing and partnership, calm, with a real freedom, because the only person that I need to please and honor is honoring myself, just as the divine always says yes to me and my highest and best. So this morning, as I focus on this moment and the next, to see that unfoldment, I trust and know that I am in my right place. It is the right time. And it is something that I choose, I accept, and that I trust. Life is truly good. It is mine. And I am ready for that new open door. I am calm. I am confident. I am in love. I am in love with myself, with the spirit within, and I am in love with life. I am grateful. I am at peace. And I have the expectancy of good as I did in childhood. Thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.